We welcome you to a beautiful Thursday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 38-71 Delmarva Shorebirds will battle against the 56-53 Salem Red Sox. The winner of today's game will take the lead in the six-game series. Hello, my name is Andy Losey, and what an exciting series we've had between these two ball clubs. Delmarva scores 17 runs in the opening night of the series to take a 17-10 win, but last night it was a Salem Red Sox offense that took the stage, winning that contest 9-6. We'll look at the Delmarva Shorebirds starting lineup right now as they look to get back into the win column today. They'll be led off by left fielder number 2, Elio Prado. Meanwhile, the designated hitter tonight for Delmarva is number 7, Judd Fabian, and he bats second in the order. The center fielder, number 33, Dylan Beavers, bats third, while the cleanup hitter, number 17, Isaac De Leon, bats cleanup. The shortstop, number 15, Frederick Ben-Cosme, bats fifth, while the right fielder, number 26, Michael Desson, makes his series debut. The third base, number 27, Noel Bert Romero, bats seventh, while the catcher, number 45, Creed Willems, bats eighth. And then rounding out the order, it's the second baseman, number 4, in Adam Crampton. Tonight on the mound, it's right-handed pitcher, number 18, Hunter Dobbins, that gets the start for the Red Sox. He seeks to get his first win of the season. 0-3 start here in the Carolina League with the Salem Red Sox. 12 starts coming into today's game, a 3.83 ERA, just under 50 innings of work at 49 1/3, allowing 51 base hits, 21 earned runs, walking 12 batters, but striking out 51. Opponents' batting average, though, a little high for Dobbins at a 271. Well, we are just seconds about underway. Last time this season, we're going to see the Salem Red Sox wear this Salem Beer Monger uniform in our second to last home series in the calendar year. Stepping into the box is Elio Prado as Dobbins fires away. First ball hit to the right side. It's off of May Connor's glove into Bonassi, who makes a throw to first not in time. And at 7:06 p.m., a wild start with a bouncing ball to the right side of the infield results in Elio Prado reaching safe on the base hit. Might count that as a base hit. Might go an error, actually, against Mexicano to get things started. You did not hear that name differently, folks. Yoberto Mexicano at first base today for the Salem Red Sox. But the leadoff batter is aboard in the form of Elio Prado. So now Judd Fabian will step into the batter's box. First pitch he will see is right down the middle for a called strike one. It does go as an error against Yoberto Mexicano, so an E3 to start off the contest. And now an 0-1 count. Dobbins steps and fires away. Swing and a miss for strike two. And quickly, the designated hitter of the Shorebirds is down 0-2 in the count. 325 to the left field wall. 325 to the right field wall. 401 to straightaway center. Not much wind in the ballpark today. And we are at 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Couldn't ask for a better night. 0-2 pitch. Fabian slaps this out towards the gap in left center field. This might be extra bases for Fabian, as turning towards third is Prado. But instead, holding at first is going to be Fabian after Keir Meredith got the ball in fast. And it's runners on the corners for the Shorebirds in the early going of this contest. So a ground ball that hit off of Mexicano's glove that goes as an error, followed by a single by Fabian. And Delmarva is in business. And now they have the left-handed hitting center fielder Dylan Beavers at the plate, who has just been terrific this series. 5 of 9 so far in these last 2 days, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Last night, Beavers went 3 of 5 for Delmarva, all three of them being singles. And Dobbins awaiting here the 0-1 pitch. Still looking for that first out of the ball game, and the count will go to 1-1 as Dobbins misses on the fastball. Checking out of Hunter Dobbins' portfolio, you got 4 pitches. You got the fastball that hits around 91 to 94, curveball that sits around 77 and 79, and he goes right there with the fastball on 94 to get the called strike two. The other 2 pitches, changeup and slider, not as common for Dobbins to go to. But he's got Beavers in a nice 1-2 hole. Here's the pitch from Dobbins. Beavers hits this right into the glove of Salazar. Throw back to first. It's a double play. Salazar returns to the lineup today for the Red Sox and makes a nice web gem at one corner. And then Fabian was caught in his tracks between first and second and delivered a bullet into Mexicano's glove for two outs. Well, that is definitely a change in the momentum here in the first inning. Not only the Red Sox able to get one batter away, but two on the same play. Now it's Isaac De Leon as the first pitch is going to be blocked by Matt Dunlin behind the plate on a pitch that goes low for ball one. Let's give you the Salem Red Sox defense tonight. Keir Meredith out in left field. Carson Simas at center field. Out in right field today, it's Eduardo Lopez. Third base, you got John Frank Salazar. Just heard his name on the catch. And Edison Paulino at shortstop. Here's the 1-0 pitch. De Leon, a big swing and a miss. And that evens the count at one ball and one strike. Brandon Bonassi at second base today, while Gilberto Mexicano at first base. Matt Dunlin behind the dish today for the Red Sox, making a series debut. De Leon is going to chop that one foul down the first base side. A check swing, just got a piece of the barrel. And the count's 1-2 with two away. So after the two first batters of the inning got on for Delmarva, Dobbins is one pitch of escaping it. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Hunter Dobbins and the Salem Red Sox get out of a little bit of a concern in the top of the first inning, and Delmarva strands one base runner at third. We go into the bottom half of the first inning, scoreless 0-0. Our first look at the Delmarva starting pitcher and Juan de los Santos when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Big first inning for the Delmarva Shorebirds to get the first two base runners on, but no runs to show for as a double play by John Frank Salazar and a big first punch out of the night for Dobbins escapes the inning with a 0-0 scoreline. We'll now get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense today. He'll be led off by shortstop number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez. Second base number 9, Brandon Bonassi, bats third, while tonight's DH for the Red Sox is number 23 and Chase Mydroth. First base number 13, Gilberto Mexicano, bats fifth, while the third baseman in number 3, John Frank Salazar, bats sixth. Left field number 1, Keir Meredith, bats seventh. Catcher number 37, Matt Dunlin, bats eighth. And center fielder number 16, Carson Simas, rounds out the order. The first pitch on the night comes from Juan de los Santos, and it misses just outside for ball one. So Paulino, the leadoff batter, once again the order today for the Red Sox, and he'll take the 1-0 pitch low to get a 2-0 count lead. We'll take a look at the Delmarva starter right now, De Los Santos. It's been a familiar foe for the Salem Red Sox as he makes his sixth start against Salem, and here's the 2-0 pitch. This one will miss inside for ball three. Taking a look at what De Los Santos has done, he's had a tough time here curling Clinic Field as the 3-0 pitch mitts up and away for ball four. And on four straight pitches, De Los Santos walks the leadoff batter and Edison Paulino. So back to what we were saying about De Los Santos. In his 4 1/3 innings of work here at Curling Clinic Field, he has given up 9 runs. But compared to what he's been able to do up in Salisbury, he's only given up 7 runs in 17 innings of work. First pitch on the way to Lopez, misses outside for ball one. The switch hitting right fielder will start in the left-handed batter's box, going against the right-handed pitcher of De Los Santos. 1-0 is the count, pitches the way to Lopez, and this misses outside for ball two. So 6 straight balls to start off the game for De Los Santos. And he's already given up a base runner as Edison Paulino occupies first. 2-0 is the count as Paulino will start his stride towards third, but instead stay back at first, and the pitch misses up and away for ball three. So De Los Santos at risk of once again having a 4-pitch walk to a Salem Red Sox batter. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and that one's down the middle for a called strike one, and De Los Santos gets his first strike call of the night. Hitter's pitch coming up for Lopez, as he will watch this one miss low and away for ball four, and it's back-to-back walks to Paulino and Lopez to start off the contest, and the Red Sox not only have their first runner in scoring position, but they have the heart of the order coming up with Brainerd Bonassi. So the Salem Red Sox are wearing their Salem Beermonger uniforms for the final time in 2022. You got a light blue design on the front and the back of the uniform with some dark blue sleeves, red lettering in the front, and the red numbering on the back. Here's the first pitch from De Los Santos, and this one's right down the middle for a called strike one. As Brainerd Bonassi comes to the plate, the switch hitting second baseman takes the left-handed side in his first plate appearance of the night. 0-0 score between Delmarva and Salem, but both teams able to get some early base runners. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Bonassi pops this up down the left side. Chasing over to the wall is going to be Romero, but he runs out of real estate as it hits into the seats. So Bonassi down 0-2 in the count. Along with that uniform that we're mentioning, it's also the Salem Beermonger cap. Got a dark blue front to the cap, a light blue back with a red bill going across the front, and the Salem Beermonger logo pressed right in the front of the ball cap. An 0-2 count coming up for Bonassi. Here's the step in the delivery by De Los Santos. It is low, but a great block by Willems keeps it in front of him until it rolls about 15 feet into fair play. Both base runners hold for the Red Sox, and the count goes 1-2 for Bonassi. Meanwhile, for the Delmarva Shorebirds, they are going to go back to the uniforms that they wore in the opening night. An all-black jersey with Delmarva D off to the right side of the uniform and orange numbering on the back alongside with their gray baseball pants and their traditional Delmarva Shorebird cap. It's a 1-2 count to Bonassi. The pitch is away, and this is chopped foul towards the Shorebirds dugout. And the count will hold 1-2 for the Salem second baseman. Tonight's umpire and crew, it's the home plate umpire of Brian Laws back behind the dish, while Shea Graham is back out on the base paths. Same alignment we saw in the opening contest between these two sides on Tuesday night. So 1-2 is the count once again. Here's the kick and the delivery, and this misses low. Good glove stop by Willems, and the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Delmarva Shorebirds are still seeking their first out of the inning. You have Edison Paulino at second base after being walked on 4 pitches, and Eduardo Lopez at first base after being walked on 5. That bat's gone a little differently, though, for Bonassi. He's had to battle some of these pitches. And now a 2-2 is in the works. Here's the kick and the deal, and this is sent foul down the left field side as it hooks its way into the general admission seating to our left. We had some rain come through the area at around between 3:30 and 4 p.m. Good job by our front office staff once again to roll out the tarp and make sure it's covered and be able to be played right on time today. 2-2 pitch to Bonassi, and this is just outside for ball three. De Los Santos and the Shorebirds couldn't get the call, and the count runs full for Bonassi. We had that rain come through, and then the sun came out around 4:50, and the grounds crew was able to get the field all set and ready to play. Here's the payoff pitch from De Los Santos, and this is outside for ball four. And after being down 0-2 in the count, Brian Bonassi fights off a few foul balls, holds his patience, and with that walk, it loads the bases for Chase Meidroth. So already today, 16 pitches thrown from De Los Santos. Five of them have counted as strikes. And after that walk, Creed Willems went down to talk with the Delmarva starter. And joining in on the conversation as well is the third baseman and Noel Bert Romero. So Chase Meidroth is coming off a 3-of-3 night yesterday. He was named our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game. He is hitting .381 in his short time here at Single A. And his on-base plus slugging is a 1.041. And what a chance here for Meidroth to add on to his already 3 RBIs this season with the bases loaded and nobody away. First pitch to Meidroth. It's in the zone for a called strike one. It's at 96 miles per hour. De Los Santos stands at 6'3", 250 pounds, acquired as an international free agent in the 2019 calendar year. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and this one will miss away for ball one, and now the count runs even at 1-1. The repertoire of Juan De Los Santos includes a four-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, and a slider. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Meidroth, and this is taken upstairs, and Meidroth has to avoid getting hit on a fastball inside, and the count works to 2-1. Give you a chance now to give you the Delmarva defense. Elio Prado out in left field as Dylan Beavers is in center. Michael Deson out in right field. We'll get to the infield right after this 2-1 pitch, a big swing and a miss at 96 miles per hour. Meidroth knew he missed out on a golden opportunity after showing frustration on the swing and a miss. Noel Bert Romero is at third base. Frederick Ben Cosme at shortstop. Adam Crampton at second base and Isaac De Leon at first. 2-2 pitch, and this is fouled off the bat of Meidroth. And the count will hold at 2-2. Creed Willems behind the plate tonight. Saw him at first base in his series debut yesterday. Seen that a good amount by Willems this season, those alternating positions of first base and catcher. 0-0 ball game in the bottom of the first. Delmarva looking for their first out of the inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and they got it right there as Juan De Los Santos picks up his first out of the night, a swinging strikeout on the Salem designated hitter, Chase Meidroth. So is that what Juan De Los Santos needed to get his night started? As he is still looks behind him, a loaded base paths with Paulino at third, at second Lopez, and at first Mexicano. Gilberto Mexicano at the plate as Bonassi occupies first. It's taken for ball one. No doubt that De Los Santos is able to bring the heat, 96 miles per hour, and his fifth batter of the inning. And here's the 1-0 pitch. It misses low and outside for ball two. Gilberto Mexicano on Tuesday night was the catcher for the Salem Red Sox. Went 0-4 in that contest. Did score a run out of the Salem 10, but left five batters on the base paths. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Mexicano. A swing and a miss, and the count goes 2-1. So Paulino, Lopez, and Bonassi have all walked, and the bases are now loaded for the Salem Red Sox. And there's not been one at-bat today where the ball has been put into play. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Meccano. There it is, as this is sent down the right field side, hooking towards the foul line. It lands fair. It's an extra base hit for Gilberto Meccano, but now the ruling comes and say that it's foul. Brian Laws said the ball landed right of the foul line, but our first look down that right field foul line, it looked as if the ball had landed fair. And the count will go 2-2 for Gilberto Meccano, and now the manager, Luke Mons, talking with the home plate umpire, Brian Laws. Our base path umpire, Shea Graham, is currently standing right to the left of the pitcher's mound. And most at-bats, when the base paths are clear, though, he'll be right on that first base line looking down towards it. And maybe Shea Graham would have been there to give a better call, but on that case, you have to go right to Brian Laws. And he saw the ball just land right of that foul line. Well, that definitely changed things up a bit, as the 2-2 pitch will be fouled up down the right field line, and it'll make its way out of play. So apologies for my excitement, because I looked up and I thought the ball was fair, and I think the right fielder in Day Son was thinking it was fair as well. And then everyone held up for a second and were trying to figure out what was happening, as the 2-2 pitch misses low and away for ball three. So the count is now full for Gilberto Meccano. A big payoff pitch indeed for both the pitcher and De Los Santos and the batter Meccano. Here's the 3-2 kick and the delivery. This is put on the ground. This will bounce foul down the third base side. 0-0 is our score. You have not lacked base runners, though, in the early going. Delmarva had runners on the corners in the top of the first inning with nobody out, and the Salem Red Sox had the bases loaded with nobody out. Since then, Chase Meidroth has struck out, and now Gilberto Meccano at a 3-2 pitch. Here it is from De Los Santos, and it misses low for ball four. And Gilberto Meccano will pick up an RBI walk as Edison Paulino scores from third. The Salem Red Sox strike first. It's a 1-0 lead. Four walks, one strikeout. That's how the inning is gone for Delmarva pitcher Juan De Los Santos. And now the pitching coach for the Shorebirds and Joe Haumacher will come out towards the mound and talk with his starting pitcher. Well, it hasn't been much action, but it has definitely now noted on the scoreboard that the Salem Red Sox leading 1-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds, and looking into the series, a nice 1-1 start. Two very contrasting games. We saw on Tuesday night Delmarva just came out early and just piled up the runs. 17 in a single game, one of the best on the season for the Shorebirds. But then last night, it was the Red Sox that had the early going and up by six going into the last inning. Delmarva was able to add three runs towards the end to make things interesting, but the Red Sox were able to close it off for a 9-6 win. So now it's John Frank Salazar, as the first pitch will be swung on and miss on the 95-mile-per-hour fastball as it hits the glove of Creed Willems. Salazar, in his performance on Tuesday, went 2-5 for the Salem Red Sox. On the season, .348 batting average with four RBIs. The 0-1 pitch, Salazar once again bites at the fastball, but he swings and misses for strike two. The corner infielder has already made a great play tonight for the Red Sox, catching a line drive off the bat of Dylan Beavers. Can he come on the offensive end, though? 0-2 pitch, a blooper down the right side, and this will foul on the first base side, and the count will hold at 0-2. Lopez at third base, Bonassi at second, Gilberto Meccano at first. It's a Salem Red Sox 1-0 lead over Delmarva. Can Salazar change that? Here's the 0-2 pitch, a chopper that will go back to Juan de los Santos. Throw towards home is wild. Lopez scores. Bonassi hustling in. Into third goes Mexicano, and John Frank is into second. A couple of runs for the Salem Red Sox, and they now lead 3-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. It was a smart play made by the pitcher of De Los Santos, who got the backhanded glove, but his throw to Willems at home went wild. And it brought in Lopez easily, and then Bonassi taking advantage of the pitcher's mishap. And the night has come to a close for Juan de los Santos. Unable to record, he does record one out, a strikeout against Meidroth, but he gives up three runs in the early going. And here in the bottom of the first inning, the Delmarva Shorebirds will make their first call to the bullpen tonight. We'll step aside here on MILB.TV. The Salem Red Sox lead 3-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Keir Meredith coming up next to bats with runners at second and third for the Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a dream start for the Salem Red Sox as they lead 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning, and the Delmarva Shorebirds bring in number 10 right-handed pitcher Edgar Portes to try to stop the bleeding. Keir Meredith, the first batter of the day for Portes, and it's swung on and miss for strike one by Meredith to go down 0-1 in the count. Not a single base hit yet for the Salem Red Sox, but a three-run cushion as Juan de los Santos' night has come to a close as the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball one. Only one out from de los Santos, a strikeout on the Red Sox designated hitter in Chase Meidroth. 1-1 count to Meredith, pitch is on the way, and this is a fastball that misses inside for ball two. Still two base runners for the Red Sox with Gilberto Mexicano at third base and John Frank Salazar at second. 2-1 is the count. Here's the pitch to Meredith, and that is outside for ball three. So a hitter's pitch for Meredith, and this has a really eerie feeling to what Tuesday night's game was, but on opposite ends. You had the Salem Red Sox starter, Angel Bastardo, lasting only a third of an inning, giving up a 3-0 advantage before he gets pulled, as Meredith will take the 3-1 pitch for a called strike two. And we all know how that one ended for the Red Sox, losing 17-10, but not saying it's going to be an exact replication of that Tuesday night game. 3-2 pitch to Meredith, and this is outside for ball four. It's the fifth walk of the inning by the Delmarva Shorebirds, and the bases will be loaded once again for the catcher, Matt Dunlin. Donlin has not made an at-bat yet this series for the Salem Red Sox as he's making his debut. The first Red Sox to do so today. And what an opportunity he has. 2 of 10 in his short time here with Salem. And the first pitch, he will hit this out towards right center field. Find the sun and working to his left is Beavers. He makes the catch. Each runner will tag up as they try to go 90 feet further. And all of them are in safe. Gilberto Mexicano scores from third. John Frank Salazar goes in the third. And Keir Meredith makes the move from first to second. So a one-pitch at-bat for Donlin, but he does pick up his third RBI of the season for the Salem Red Sox on the sacrifice fly to center field. And now the number nine hitter in the order and the number nine batter of the inning, it's Carson Simas with two runners in scoring position. First pitch by Portes will miss low and inside for ball one. 4-0 is our brand new score. And it's been a wild way of how these runs have been brought in. A walk by Mexicano, an error committed by Juan de los Santos. And here's the 1-0 pitch to Simas, and that misses upstairs for ball two. And you can add sacrifice fly to the bingo card of how runs are going to be scored tonight. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Simas, and he takes this one for a called strike one. A 181 hitter on the year for the Red Sox. One home run, 19 RBIs. Can get to that 20 RBI mark if he's able to find some green grass in the outfield. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Simas, and he will pop this one up down the right field line, and it will make its way into the seats for strike two. Salazar at third, Meredith at second. Deuces wild at bat for Carson Simas. Here's the pitch from Portes. Swing and a miss, foul tipped. Could not be caught by the catcher of the Delmarva Shorebirds and Willems. And the at bat will stay alive for Simas. Two count once more. Here's Portes, the kick and the deal, and Simas will get underneath of this one, send it for a ride out towards right center field, but Beavers makes the catch once again for the third out of the inning. But what a job well done by the Salem Red Sox offense. 4-run score in the bottom half of the first inning, and they lead 4-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Great offense. Hunter Dobbins surely has to love that as he'll try to get back out there and keep his consecutive retired batter streak going. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the second inning, and the Salem Red Sox have a 4-0 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds, although they did not get a single base hit in that bottom half of the first inning. The Shorebirds got one in the top half of the first, and Frederick Bencosme is going to try to get another one as well, as the first pitch is in the zone for a called strike one. Tonight, the shortstop for the Delmarva Shorebirds As the 0-1 pitch will be chopped foul down the first base side. And quickly the count goes 0-2 for Ben Cosme. 1-5 on Tuesday night with the run left 5 runners on the base paths as he calls for time as he steps out of the batter's box. The one base hit back in that top of the first inning came off of Judd Fabian as the 0-2 pitch is a curveball that misses low for ball one. Outside of that, Ben Cosme, terrific this season. A 3.49 batting average with 2 home runs, 22 RBIs. He puts a chopper down the first baseline. It gets through for a base hit. And Ben Cosme has his second base hit of the series, the second base hit of the ball game for the Shorebirds, and the leadoff batter is aboard. So now Mishael Desson, who makes his first at-bat this week for the Delmarva Shorebirds, steps on in. The right-handed batter going against the right-handed pitcher in Dobbins, and the first ball is fouled away into the screen for strike one. So believe it or not, the team that is winning the hit battle, 2-0, is the one losing 4-0 as we're in the top of the second inning. Well, that's how this sport is played sometimes, folks. An 0-1 pitch to Desson. Chopper up towards the middle. Off the bag at second into center for a base hit. Ben Cosme a big turn at second as he has a slide in safe. But it's back-to-back base hits. This time, Mishael Desson gets aboard. So if there's something that we've learned from this Delmarva team in the first two games of the series is that they are not going to go quietly no matter the deficit whatsoever. And being down 4-0 does seem kind of a big challenge ahead, but such early in the contest as Noel Romero was swing and miss for strike one. A 2.29 batting average this season with 8 home runs, 38 RBIs, is looking for his first base hit of the week. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and this is taken low for ball one. Romero went 0-5 last night in the number 2 spot of the order. He suffered a strikeout, and the rest of them were ground balls and flyouts. 1-1 count in this 4-0 ball game, in which the Salem Red Sox lead. Check swing on a pitch upstairs instead, and actually got the bat of Romero. So the count goes 1-2. Makes it much more easier for our home plate umpire, Brian Laws, when the batter makes contact with the pitch. Time called here from Romero. We have Creed Willems on deck for the Shorebirds. And, well, if you can imagine that Romero gets aboard, then that at-bat for Willems will be a big one. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch, and this is sent out towards right center field. Sima's moving back, leaking up, and he can't make the grab. It falls in the gap and rolls to the wall. Gain the sign from second. It's going to be Frederick Ben Cosme. He scores on the Noel Bert Romero double, and the Shorebirds are on the board. It's a 4-1 Salem Red Sox lead. Sima's was trying to track down that well-hit drive to the opposite field by Noel Bert Romero, but he didn't angle it particularly too well. Instead of trying to go back on it in more of a hypotenuse angle, he started off by covering the gap and then having to recover as he's trying to make the catch. But after 3 straight base hits to start off the inning, Salem Red Sox pitching coach Nick Green will make his first appearance on the mound in today's contest. Just try to calm down Dobbins. Hasn't been the start that he has wanted here in this second inning. And now Creed Willems, who is representing the tying run for the Shorebirds, steps into the batter's box. The left-handed hitting catcher against the right-handed pitching Dobbins. First pitch is hit out towards center field. Should be playable for Simas. Takes a few steps back and makes a catch. As Simas throw to third base, will hold the runner at second. But scoring from third, it's Mishael Desson. And on a sacrifice fly by Willems, it's now a 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead. So both number eight hitters in the order. For the Salem Red Sox, that would be Matt Dunlin. And for the Delmarva Shorebirds and Creed Willems, both catchers as well, get a couple of sacrifice flies between the two. And now the number nine hitter of Adam Crampton at the plate. The first pitch is missed low for ball one. And that is how the at-bat will start here for the Delmarva second baseman. Number nine hitter in the order for the Shorebirds has a runner at second base in the form of Romero. And now the runner is caught in the miss. Paulino at second, throw back to third, and Salazar can't make the catch. The ball gets away. Salazar hustles it down, and Romero will hold on to the bag at third. A chance for the pickle to work out as Paulino made the indication to the pitcher of Dobbins that the runner and Romero was caught in his tracks between second and third, and Paulino got the ball, stepped into it, gunned it down to Salazar, and the Red Sox third baseman was more focused on the tag than first making the catch. And his tag was never made because the ball hit off the lip of the glove. 1-0 count now, and this swing and a miss by Crampton will bring the count to one ball and one strike. 4-2 ball game as Delmarva can cut into it just a little bit more with a runner at third base with only one away in the inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Dobbins. It's sent down opposite field, and this will hook foul into the seats. Good crowd tonight for Thirsty Thursday. Also, Bark in the Park night, so we have a few furry friends in the ballpark as well. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Adam Crampton. And Hunter Dobbins gets his first punch out of the inning. It's his second of the night. And that's our first time through the Delmarva Shorebirds batting lineup. So Elio Prado will make his way towards home plate with two outs on the board and a runner at third. First pitch by Dobbins, a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. 4-2 ball game, the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds. Big bottom half of the first inning for Salem and a big top half of the second here for Delmarva. The 0-1 breaking ball misses low and outside, and the count goes to an even 1-1. Two outs in the inning, here's the pitch, and Prado sends a bullet into the screen down the first baseline, and it makes its way into the seats, in which a lucky fan will walk away with a souvenir. One ball, two strikes, pitch on the way from Dobbins, and this one's in there for a called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Hunter Dobbins escapes the inning. Delmarva adds two to their name, but it's still the Salem Red Sox up ahead, 4-2. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom half of the second inning, and it's the top of the order for the Salem Red Sox, who will bat here in the second, and which the Salem Red Sox hold on to a 4-2 lead. Edison Paulino, Eduardo Lopez, and Brian Bonassi all to bat for Salem. Early offense in this contest as the first pitch by Portes is right down the middle for a called strike one. Some clouds in the area, but nothing that will bring rain to the ballpark tonight over on left field as Paulino will swing and miss on the 0-1 pitch and go down 0-2 in the count. Left-handed hitting shortstop was walked on four pitches in his first plate appearance of the night, and now he will pop up the 0-2 pitch a mile high. It will stay in the infield, and getting underneath of this one is the shortstop and Ben Cosme, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So one put away to start off the second inning, and now it's a switch hitting right fielder in Eduardo Lopez. Guess what? Same result as Edison Paulino. He was walked back in the first inning as well. Here's the first pitch to Lopez, and this misses upstairs for ball one. We mentioned that it was Thirsty Thursday and Bark in the Park night as well, but it is also college night tonight. Some of our front office crew are wearing their school spirit today as the 1-0 pitch to Lopez is missed inside for ball two. So all the schools that represent our front office and also a very special guest in the Hokie Bird is in Salem Memorial Ballpark tonight as Lopez will foul the 2-0 pitch straight back into the screen for strike one. Virginia Tech, one of the closest big colleges to the Roanoke area, about 30 minutes away. And it's also funny how they have the players on the right center scoreboard as a swing and a miss by Lopez is missed on for strike two. They are wearing t-shirts of their schools as the 2-2 pitch on the Portes or is going to be outside for ball three. But since there are a great deal of players on the Salem Red Sox team that did not attend college, including our international players like Eduardo Lopez, he is wearing a Virginia Tech baseball shirt. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Lopez, and he will pop this one out towards right center field. Moving over to his right is Michael Desan, who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So two up and two down, and now it's time for the switch hitting second baseman and Brainer Bonassi, who will take the left-handed batter's box against the right-handed pitcher and Edgar Portes. Now, it's a neat concept indeed. It's not as if they're a picture of wearing the shirt. It's a graphic that goes in front of their body. As the first pitch by Bonassi is taken low and outside for ball one. A great deal of these players in the lineup today did not attend any university. As the 1-0 pitch will be missed low for ball two. So Bonassi also wearing a Virginia Tech baseball. You know, you have Chase Mydroth wearing the University of San Diego gear, Keir Meredith, Clemson, Matt Dunlin with the University of Connecticut. The 2-0 pitch is away, and that is in there for a called strike one. Now, Bonassi is a 262 hitter this season for the Red Sox, and he was walked in his first at-bat. He has 43 RBIs and four home runs, and the 2-1 pitch is missed away for ball three. Base paths clear in this 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead. Bottom half of the second inning between these two North Division foes. Here's the 3-1 pitch by Portes, and this will be sent out towards center field. Beavers moving back to the track, reaching up. Did he make the catch? And he did. It wasn't easy for the Delmarva center fielder, but he reached over to the backhand side and made the catch in stride for the third out of the inning. And after four runs come across for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom half of the first, Edgar Portes goes 1-2-3 in the second. It remains 4-2. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the third inning here from Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the third inning, and it's a 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds as they have the 2-3-4 part of their order due up here in the third. Dobbins out for another inning of work, and he'll start off by throwing a curveball strike and is called by our home plate umpire and Brian Laws. Judd Fabian leading off the inning, went 1-of-1, a single back in the first inning, and now a check swing and a miss for strike two. Well, fun fact about Judd Fabian, if that name sounds familiar for Boston Red Sox fans, is because he was selected in the second round of last year's MLB draft. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike three, and Fabian is put aside on three pitches, and this inning starts out with the Hunter Dobbins strikeout, which is three in a row for the right-handed pitcher, which brings us back to the second inning. But Fabian did not sign with the Boston Red Sox as Dylan Beavers comes into the batter's box. So the second round pick instead went back to the University of Florida as Beavers takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. And when he went back to the University of Florida, he then goes back in towards the draft and he is then selected by the Baltimore Orioles organization as the 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. Fabian ended up going in the competitive balance B round, which was the 67th overall pick, as Beavers will put a light tapper down the first base side, and it rolls just foul of the base for strike one. First base coach of the Delmarva Shorebirds talking with Shea Graham. You know what we talked about earlier, where Shea Graham is standing right now. If he was in that exact spot when Gilberto Mexicano drove that baseball down the right field line, he would be in a perfect spot for it. He was in the perfect spot to call that ball fair or foul on the Beavers grounder. 2-1 pitch drops in the zone for a called strike two, and the count is even for Beavers. 0-1 start today, lined out to the third baseman of the Red Sox and John Frank Salazar. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Dobbins has punched out four straight Shorebirds batters. He is up to five on the night, and it's two up, two down here in the third. This might be the scariest part of the order tonight for Delmarva. Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers, and now Isaac De Leon. But De Leon was the first strikeout victim of the day as Dobbins fires a pitch on a breaking ball that falls in the zone for a called strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Dobbins, and that's a fastball in there for a called strike two. De Leon struck out in the first inning, which ended the frame for the Delmarva offense. Here's the 0-2 pitch, fastball, and it's going to be called strike three. Don't know if it was a swing by De Leon, but Brian Laws called it was in there for the third strikeout of the inning. It's five straight for Dobbins, and that is how you put a 1-2-3 inning together. We'll come back for the bottom half of the third inning and take a look around the Carolina League. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom half of the third inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead 4-2 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. We have the middle part of the order for the Salem Red Sox as Chase Meidroth leads off the inning. The first pitch taken for ball one. And we saw a big first inning by the Salem Red Sox crew, but went 1-2-3 against Portes in the second, as the 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings, a matter of fact, as Hunter Dobbins struck out the side in the third inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Meidroth, and this is sent out deep to left center field. Moving back to the track, this baseball is way gone. Chase Meidroth, a solo home run, his second of the season. And now it's the Salem Red Sox 5. It's a Delmarva Shorebirds 2. A powerful swing off the bat. Got retired with the strikeout back in the first inning, but he leads off the third by giving the Salem Red Sox side a 3-run edge. The cleanup hitter from the University of San Diego has hit in the number 4 spot of the order in the first 3 games of the series, and he has not really missed all that much at the plate. It's now time for Roberto Mexicano, who takes the first pitch low for ball one. He was walked in the first inning, picked up an RBI as the 1-0 pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. So this gives us a chance to take a look around the Carolina League. Already one that has been completed today, as the Charleston River Dogs defeat the Augusta Green Jackets 6-5. The 1-1 pitch is missed inside for ball two to Mexicano. 7-inning game as the River Dogs and the Green Jackets are making up a prior postponed game with a pair of 7-inning games in this doubleheader. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Mexicano puts his back up the middle. It goes through for a base hit. Back-to-back knocks get the Salem Red Sox offense going here in the third, and Mexicano is aboard for the second time today. You know, it was funny, just noticed it now, but Chase Meidroth, that home run was the first base hit of the night for the Salem Red Sox. There were still being no hits while being up 4-2 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. But now back-to-back hits to start off the third inning as John Frank Salazar swings and misses on the first pitch for strike one. So there goes the no-hitter, and the lead extends 5-2 Salem. Salazar got on with the fielder's choice. Eventually was an error by De Los Santos, and the 0-1 pitch drops in the zone for a called strike two. His choice was right on top of it to make the call. Now the left-handed hitting left fielder Keir Meredith will send the first ball down the left field side, but this will hook foul into the Salem bullpen. So the Red Sox do have a runner at first base in the form of Salazar. Lead 7-2 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They are also in the bottom of the third inning. 0-2 count to Meredith, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Meredith will shoot this down the third base side. That's a base hit. Could be extra for Meredith as he's turning towards second. Sliding the third is Salazar. He didn't get there in time. Luke Mons drops down to a knee at third base. He can hardly believe it. It's a double for Keir Meredith, but the lead runner is tagged out at third for the second out of the inning. Elio Prado's throw into Noelbert Romero was close at the bag. And that play got Luke Mons frustrated. Now he's talking with Brian Laws. The home plate umpire went over to cover the call. He thought his third baseman slid in safe underneath Romero's tag, but instead becomes the second out of the inning. And now the Boo Birds are coming out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Two outs on the board, 5-2 game. Meredith in scoring position, and Matt Dunlin at the plate. First pitch is taken for a called strike one. Take a look back at more Carolina League scores. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers and Carolina Mudcats. The middle for a called strike one. So it's going to be the 5-6-7 part of the order here for the Shorebirds, who got the Dobbins as Ben Cosme will foul the 0-1 pitch into the screen on a bunt attempt to make the count go 0-2. But it was Ben Cosme, Deson, and Romero who got single, single, double. So we'll see who is able to fare better here the second time around. Right now, Dobbins looking good with an 0-2 count against Ben Cosme, who is 1-1 today with the single back in that second inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. It's six in a row for Dobbins, and it starts off the fourth inning. And right now, you think batter after batter, Telmarva just feeding off advice to the latter batters, and you just wonder, okay, what is going to do to get the ball in play as Michael Deson is called for strike number one, a fastball on the outside edge. He picked up a single back in the second inning as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Dobbins right down the middle for strike two. And I think Dobbins is going to work at quite a fast pace here as the 0-2 pitch will be sent on down the right field line, and that will hook foul and out of play. Dobbins gets it in the glove. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Dobbins. Swing and a miss by Deson. The tag is made by Matt Dunlin. Make it now seven in a row. I mean, that is eight punchouts in the game here for Hunter Dobbins. Way back to Adam Crampton in the second for the second out of the inning. And since then, Hunter Dobbins has been untouchable. It's now Noelbert Romero who shows bunt, but the first pitch goes off the glove of Matt Dunlin on the top for ball one. See about college tonight. Hunter Dobbins, an eighth-round selection out of Texas Tech. Maybe one of his best starts of the season. After a sloppy second, it's been a nice go, 1-0 pitch, and that will miss low and inside for ball two. Romero got that double back in the second inning that we were talking about earlier. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and this is taken low for ball three. So it looks like Dobbins' pace is starting to catch up with him a bit here. As he's starting to lose a little bit of control here and there, goes for the Rawson bag to re-grip the right hand. And the count is at 3-0. Here's the pitch from Dobbins, and this one will be taken outside and low for ball four. And the streak comes to an end with a four-pitch walk to Noelbert Romero. So back-to-back on base appearances today for Noelbert Romero. And that will now bring up Creed Willems. 5-2 ball game. Delmarva leads Salem. Thank you all so much for tuning on this Thursday night. Beautiful night at the ballpark here in mid-August. As the first pitch to Willems is popped out towards left center field. Sima's moving back towards the gap, and this will be off the track and off the wall. Sima's plays it off of it. Rounding third is Noelbert Romero. He scores from first, and into second goes Creed Willems with his second RBI of the day. And Delmarva brings themselves back within two. It's now 5-3 Red Sox. So Dobbins, who registered 7 straight strikeouts against the Delmarva Shorebirds, gives up a 4-pitch walk, and on the very next pitch, into Creed Willems, and he makes him pay for it with his 14th RBI of the season. So now the number 9 batter in Adam Crampton. This was the guy who struck out to start that 7 straight punched out streak. His first pitch is fouled down the first base side into the seats. Crampton, a 2.22 batting average, which just is fancy for 2 of 9 this week for the Shorebirds. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a hard hit grounder. Edison Paulino, backhand side, throw over to first in time to get Crampton and put an end to the inning. But the Delmarva Shorebirds do get one run back to their name thanks to a Creed Willems double into the left center gap. It's now 5-3 Salem, and we go to the bottom half of the fourth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Hunter Dobbins gives up a run in the top of the fourth inning. It's now 5-3 Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Bottom of the fourth inning will be started off by Carson Simas. He will pop up the first pitch to the right side of the infield. Getting underneath of this one is Adam Crampton as he squeezed the glove for out number one. One pitch, one out to start off the fourth, and we make our way back to the top of the order as the left-handed will pop up the 2-0 pitch down the third base side into the seats for strike one. So in game two of the doubleheader, it's Augusta at Charleston, but they are playing baseball in North Augusta, South Carolina. So although Augusta is playing at home, Charleston's the home team, so you get all the home team benefits while being on the road. As Paulino shoots this one down the right field line, this might be extra base hits as it rolls to the wall. Deson picks it up. Paulino is going to stop at second. The throw goes to third, and it was a good thing that Salem's Edison Paulino hit the brakes at second, because that would have been a tough play at third. But instead, it's his 29th double of the season, and a Salem Red Sox is in scoring position here in the fourth. And with that explanation to you guys, just want to say the score is 0-0 between the Green Jackets and the River Dogs. 5-3 here in Salem. The Beermongers lead the Shorebirds 5-3, although being out-hit by Delmarva, even with that Edison Paulino double and the previous plate appearance. It's now the switch-hitting right fielder Eduardo Lopez, who will take the first pitch for a called strike one. He walked in his first at-bat today and then flew out towards the right fielder and Michael Deson. An 0-1 count coming up to Lopez. Here's the pitch from Portes. It's inside, but a nice backhanded glove reach over by Creed Willems to keep the count, or at least keep the ball in front of him and hold the runner, Paulino, at second. 1-1 count for Lopez. And even though most times you would think that Paulino, on a base hit like that, has triple on his mind, was halted by Luke Mons as the 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Lopez trying to build the Salem Red Sox lead back up a bit. Two runs is nice, but three sounds better, doesn't it? Maybe even four. 2-1 pitch on the way to Lopez, and this is popped up down the third base side. This is hooking towards the seats, and it will land about three rows up on the third base side for strike two. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Let's go Red Sox chant breaks out in the seats here at Salem. Portes trying to get another big out. He has 3 innings of work underneath his belt, and now he steps off the rubber as he checks in on Edison Paulino. No throw made towards second, though, as the shortstop and Ben Cosme and the second baseman of Crampton did not cover. 2-2 count here to Lopez. Here's the pitch and the swing. It's a miss by Lopez, and it's the first strikeout of the night for Edgar Porquez, and it's now 2 outs in the inning. Oh, isn't that? It's Portes, not Porquez. As now Brandon Bonassi makes his way into the batter's box. The switch hitting second baseman will hop in with the left hand. 52 pitches so far for Edgar Portes tonight. And he will step off the rubber as he and Creed Williams will discuss what to throw through the communication of 60 feet apart. Portes takes a look at Paulino, will kick and deliver, and the pitch is in there for a called strike one. Little changeup action there from Portes. It's been a great relief pitcher here for Delmarva, and they've got into the fourth inning with only one bullpen arm used as the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi skips in front of home plate, but a good block by Willems keeps it in front of him. They'll hold Paulino at second, and the count goes to 1-1. Portes' last appearance came on August 14th against the Carolina Mudcats. That was on Sunday. Went 3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run, walked 2 batters, and struck out 4. 1-1 count pitched by Portes. Bonassi will drive this out towards right center field. Beavers moving back, trying to find the baseball, and he eventually does, but he stumbles into catching the third out of the inning. Not a confident catch by Dylan Beavers, but it gets the job done to put the inning to bed. It stays Salem 5, Delmarva 3. The Red Sox drain 1 base runner in scoring position in Edison Paulino, and Hunter Dobbins will come out for another inning of work when we come back for the top of the 5th. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Hunter Dobbins' first pitch on the way to the leadoff batter in Elio Prado is off the glove of Dunlin for ball one. 5-3 is our score to start off the top of the 5th inning. The Salem Red Sox up ahead on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and the fastball misses inside for ball two. Count reached 2-0 for Prado, who is looking to get his first base hit of the night. And the 2-0 fastball is high and inside for ball three. Dobbins comes into this inning with 56 pitches thrown, 44 strikes. Great performance so far from Hunter. Has four innings and eight strikeouts. 3-0 pitch right down the middle, taken the whole way by Prado. And now a hitter's pitch is coming up for the Delmarva right-hitting left fielder. 3-1 pitch, fastball high and inside for ball four. And with that, Prado will walk and lead off the inning for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Now Judd Fabian will make his way into the batter's box. Dobbins struck him out last time up, but Fabian's night began with a single back in the first inning, so a 1-2 performance. Check out that OPS by Judd Fabian as well. A 1.615. Absolutely ridiculous in his first few games here with the Shorebirds. First pitch by Dobbins, a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Talked yesterday to our official scorer as we see Matt Dunlin jog down to talk with Hunter Dobbins. We'd love to see Dobbins go through this inning here for the Red Sox with the lead, because you need five innings of work in the starting position to get credited with the win. I mean, Hunter Dobbins is worthy of it with the eight strikeouts that we've mentioned and the four innings pitch. He's done it all with 55 pitches through it, but struggling here in the start of the fifth. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This is Fabian. Sound like a busted bat, and it falls fair out in shallow right field. It rolls out towards the track. Lopez is able to pick it up. Throw is cut off by Benassi. Holding at third is Prado. Into second goes Judd Fabian. It's a second base hit of the night. He's now 2 of 3 with an extra base knock. So runners at second and third for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And look who's coming up to bat. It's Mr. Dylan Beavers. 0-2 starts of the night, but has put up monstrous numbers through his first 2 days with the Shorebirds. If he can find a way to get a base hit here, we might have a brand new ball game. First pitch is a curveball that misses low and inside for ball one. So the leadoff walk by Prado and then the double by the Delmarva designated hitter, and the Shorebirds are right back in business. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Beavers will put this on the ground. Bouncer to Bonassi. He will glove this up, make the easy play at first to get the opening out as Elio Prado scores from third. And on that fielder's choice, Dylan Beavers is able to make it a one-run ball game as it's now Salem 5, Delmarva 4. It's also worthy to mention that Judd Fabian moved from second to third base. So now the Salem Red Sox infield has pinched in towards the grass. Isaac De Leon at the plate. First pitch, a breaking ball that misses low and away. And the count goes 1-0. De Leon with a pair of strikeouts on the night. Strikeout swinging in the first and a strikeout looking in the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He gets underneath of this one and sends it out towards deep left center field. Simas is going to move back in the gap. He makes the catch. Here comes the throw from Simas. It will come to home, but it won't be in time for Judd Fabian on a sacrifice fly by Isaac De Leon. It ties up this ball game at 5 apiece between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. So even though that De Leon is retired once again, he does pick up an RBI. And Delmarva manufactures 2 runs in the top of the fifth, making it a 5-5 ball game. First pitch on the way to the left-handed hitting shortstop, Frederick Ben-Cosme, misses outside for ball one. And the 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. 1 of 2 days so far for Ben-Cosme. A single in the second and a strikeout swinging in the fourth. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and this one misses low on the fastball for ball three. Count. Ben-Cosme will watch it go in the zone for a called strike one. Nice, old, reliable fastball by Dobbins, a 92. Hitter's pitch now. Dobbins fires away. Swing, gonna miss by Ben Cosme. And the count goes full at 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch, and this one is taken in there for a called strike three. Frederick Cosme doesn't like it, but Hunter Dobbins just picked up his ninth strikeout of the night. And we are through 4.5 innings of play. Halfway there in the ballgame, folks, it's a 5-5 score between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Chase Meidroth is going to lead off this inning for the Salem Red Sox and take the first pitch on the breaking ball for a called strike one. Last time Meidroth came to the plate, he went with a solo home run in the leadoff spot in the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. I believe it may have been foul tipped by the bat of Meidroth. And a hit Creed Willems, who is showing some pain behind the plate. Gives a thumbs up, though, to the Delmarva dugout. Meidroth is now a 391 hitter after that solo home run. His second of the season. Good enough for his fourth RBI as well. 5-5 ball game between Salem and Delmarva. An 0-2 count here for Meidroth. Struck out swinging back in the first. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a chopper over towards the right side. Two hops into the glove of Crampton, and the throw to first is in time for the opening out of the fifth. So Meidroth goes to 1-3 on the night, and now it's time for Gilberto Mexicano, who is a perfect 1-1 to start off his Thursday. A walk in the first inning, that was enough for an RBI, and then a single following the Meidroth home run as the first pitch is broken into the zone and called for strike one. So two on-base appearances today for the Salem right-hitting first baseman as the 0-1 pitch skips in front of home plate, and it rolls a bit up the third base line, but nothing to worry about for Willems and the Shorebirds with the empty base paths. Count even at 1-1. With one away, here's the pitch from Portes. Mexicano slaps this one out towards right field, hooking towards the line, but Deson is there to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Not even a full swing by Mexicano, but he still had some drive to it, and it's a 2-up, 2-down start to the inning for Edgar Portes. And now Gianfranc Salazar will come to the plate, and his at-bats have been very interesting. because he is grounded out into fielder's choices, and he's gotten teammates out on the ground balls, but he's been able to reach safely on both times as the first pitch is caught the outside edge of the zone for a called strike one. So technically 0 of 2 tonight as the 0-1 pitch is fouled back towards the netting, and the count goes to 0-2. At first, it was a fielder's choice that was actually an error made by Juan de los Santos, who made a throw back towards home that was a little wild, and then went to a fielder's choice his last time up to get Mexicano out at second. The 0-2 breaking ball misses away for ball one. So one ball and two strikes for Salazar, who's trying to get a first base hit of the night. 1-2 count. Pitch is on the way. He was swinging at the high heat, and he fouls this off towards the screen, and the count stays at 1-2. Salem Red Sox and Delmarva Shorebirds in a battle on this Thursday night. 5-5 is our score between these two teams that are trying to get some big-time wins with their redone rosters as the 1-2 pitch is missed low for ball two. When you check the lineup out today, you have new faces all over the place. Chase Meidroth, John Frank Salazar, Matt Dunlin for Salem. Meanwhile, for Delmarva, the list can go on and on. Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers, Adam Crampton. Great to see some fresh new faces come in the Carolina League. Deuces wild now. Two balls, two strikes. As Salazar chopper over to the left side. Ben Cosme gets it off a few bounces. And his throw to De Leon is in time for the third out of the inning. Well, Portes just manufactured another 1-2-3 inning. And through five innings of play, we're tied up at 5-5. We'll have a new pitcher come in for the Salem Red Sox. It appears to be Luis De La Rosa. We'll get more about him when we come back right after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 5-5 contest between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds as we start the top of the sixth inning with Michael Deson. 6-7-8 part of the order, so be followed by Noel Burt Romero and Creed Willems. New pitcher into the game, it is Luis De La Rosa who is pitching for the Salem Red Sox, so that will end the day for Hunter Dobbins. Magnificent outing for Dobbins, but will not be eligible for his first win of the season. First pitch for Deson, a two-hopper to backhand side by Paulino, and the throw to Mexicano is on the money for the inning's first out. So it didn't take long for De La Rosa to get his first out of the night. We'll take in a look at Luis De La Rosa. It's his eighth appearance of the season with a 1-1 win-loss record, an ERA of a 2.75. 19 and two-thirds innings of work coming into today. He's allowed 15 hits, 6 earned runs, has walked 7 batters, and has struck out 23. He'll now face Noel Bert Romero and start things off with a fastball at 91 miles per hour for the strike one call. One last look at Hunter Dobbin's night. 5 innings of work, 6 hits allowed, alongside with 5 earned runs allowed. He walked 2 batters and struck out 9 as the 0-1 pitch is sent foul down the right field side, and it hooks into the Delmarva bullpen. So count goes 0-2, and take a look at Luis De La Rosa's repertoire. Fastball 89 to 91 miles per hour, with his curveball going at 77 to 79, and a changeup at 83 to 86, and he goes with the fastball there at 91, but it misses high and up and away for ball one. Now there's talks that he does have a slider, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and miss. That's the curveball right there at 81 miles per hour, and it strikes out Noel Bert Romero, who is put aside for the second out of the inning. Now folks that remember Luis De La Rosa joined the Boston Red Sox organization as part of the Andrew Benintendi trade back in 2021. Benintendi has been on the move a lot, though, in the show. Now part of the New York Yankees, as the first pitch to Creed Williams is in the zone for a called strike one. But I've just loved Luis De La Rosa's game here with Salem. He's been here for about 5 weeks now and seems to be a pretty good pitcher out of the pen. First pitch was called strike one, and now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Williams, and the count goes 0-2. You know, I think both of our De La Rosa pitchers have been absolutely phenomenal. Osvaldo, a 6-1 win-loss record. Luis De La Rosa with an 0-2 count here to Creed Williams. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Luis De La Rosa starts off his night with a 1-2-3-6 inning as he strikes out Romero and Williams to put an end to the inning. We go to the bottom of the six. Same score. It's 5-5. Let's see if Edgar Porges comes out for another inning of work. He will not. It's going to be a new Shorebirds pitcher that comes out of the right field bullpen. We'll get you his name and information when we come back after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-5 score between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds, as the new pitcher into the game is right-handed pitcher number 20, Cameron Weston. The 6'2" right-handed pitcher has joined the Delmarva Shorebirds as a part of those long lists of names that have jumped up from the FCL Orioles to the Delmarva Shorebirds. And this will be Weston's first professional appearance for Delmarva, as he did not pitch down at the Florida Complex lead before gaining the promotion up to the single A level. So we'll have the bottom three of the order with Keir Meredith, Matt Dunlin, and Carson Simas. First pitch on the way to Weston, a good start to his professional career, right down the middle at 93 for a called strike one. Drafted in the eighth round by the Baltimore Orioles organization out of the University of Michigan. The 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike two. Now with Michigan, he appeared in 20 games, started 11 for the Wolverines, had a 5-4 record with a 4.74 ERA as Merritt will shoot the 0-2 pitch foul down the third base side. 81 and two-thirds innings of work, good ratio though, striking out 92 opposing batters and only walking 38, but he gave up 92 hits in the spring season. He played a little bit at the Cape Cod League this summer with Wareham Gateman, went 4-0 with a 0.84 ERA, and 21 and one-thirds innings of work, he struck out 21 as Merritt will put this through for a leadoff single, just split the right side of the infield with Crampton and De Leon, and Merritt is aboard with the second straight base hit. Merritt has yet to be retired in the contest today, just continues to find ways to be a big part of the Salem Red Sox offense. A walk in the first, a double in the third, and a single here to start off the sixth. So now Matt Dunlin, as the UConn fight song is played, as the Salem Red Sox catcher comes to the plate. 0 of 1 tonight with the sacrifice fly back in the first to pick up his first RBI of the season. But we're mentioning about Cameron Weston, that those numbers that he had in the Cape this summer, 21 strikeouts, only walked 5 batters. But Merritt shows him what the minor league baseball system is like as Dunlin will take the 1-0 pitch inside for ball two. And the Cape, of course, has that reputation for being one of the prestigious summer collegiate baseball leagues across the whole country. 2-0 count to Dunlin, a little lead to Merritt at first. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Dunlin will pop this one foul down the right field line, and it hooks into the seats for strike one. 5-5 score between Delmarva and Salem, bottom of the sixth inning. Red Sox trying to find a way to break through. They, at one point, had a 4-run lead over the Shorebird side, but now that has been put aside as Dunlin will get underneath the 2-1 pitch and send it high towards the right center gap. Beavers makes his way to his left and makes the catch for the second out of the, the first out of the inning. Take this time to take a look at the Carolina League standings and the Fredericksburg Nationals at 28-15 in the second half of the season have a 5.5 game lead over the Carolina Mudcats and the Downeast Ducks as Carson Sima swings and misses on the first pitch for strike one. Right after them, it's the Salem Red Sox, 7 games back with a 21-22 record. And it hasn't been great for Salem, trying to come back from Fredericksburg after a couple wins to start off the week as Simas will swing and miss on the 0-1 pitch, and he goes down 0-2 in the count. After that, it's a little bit of separation between the Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are 10.5 games back. They don't have to worry about anything, though, as they won the first half North Division title. And here's the 0-2 pitch for Simas, blooped down the first baseline, but it will go over the head of De Leon, and it's a foul territory. And then rounding out the division, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds at 17-27. And I do think with this 2022 MLB draft class coming up to Delmarva, this is a much better team than their record shows. But still, big mountain to climb as the 0-2 pitch, check swing, and he went through, according to Brian Laws, as Carson Simas is shut down at the plate for the first time tonight. Back-to-back outs, and that's Cameron Weston's first professional strikeout. So, top of the order now for the Red Sox. Edison Paulino will come to the plate with two outs in the bottom half of the sixth inning. He does have a base runner at Keir Meredith at first. The first pitch to Paulino. This will be hit over the head of Adam Crampton at second. Paulino is on with another base hit as a throw comes in from the right fielder of Michel Desson. But Merritt will settle for second as he moves into scoring position. So back-to-back base hits now for Edison Paulino. And this one will bring up Eduardo Lopez. Good hit made by Paulino. Got just enough under of it to go over Crampton's jumping attempt at second base. So the two-out rally can begin as Lopez will step on in. Kier Meredith represents the leading run at second as Lopez will swing and miss for strike one. Taking a look at the Carolina League South Division, it looks as if it might be a two-headed race towards the finish line as the Charleston River Dogs lead the South Division with a 28-16 record. Right behind them, though, it's the Columbia Fireflies, 24-19. They have won six straight games, seven of their last 10. 0-1 count to Lopez, and he will take this low as it skips in front of home plate for ball one. Kannapolis Cannonballers are going through a dry spell, though. They've only won two of their last 10 games, and now they sit at a .500 record of 22 wins and 22 losses. Six games back of the Charleston River Dogs, and I remember when Kannapolis came to Salem in mid-July, they were in the mix of possibly winning that division as Lopez will shoot this one to the left side. It goes through for a base hit. Kier Meredith gets the green light. Here comes the throw from Prada. It's cut off by Ben Cosme, and Eduardo Lopez gives the Salem Red Sox the lead once more. It's 6-5 Red Sox, an RBI single by Lopez. Back-to-back base hits by the top two men in the order. And Salem gets that one-run lead right back. And they have another runner in scoring position again with Edison Paulino. You have Lopez at first. And now Brainerd Bonassi, who will hit in the left-handed batter's box against the right-handed pitcher of Weston, will try to do a little bit more damage. First pitch will swing and miss for strike one as Willems will run out to retrieve the baseball after delivering a good block behind the plate. Looking into the rest of the South Division, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 22-22 as well, but they won the first half title in the Carolina League South Division. And then the Augusta Green Jackets, who looked really good last week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, have lost four straight to the River Dogs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Nice good block again by Willems behind the plate. But the pitch missed low for ball one. While the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have struggled since they departed Salem, they have lost six straight games, 16-28. That is the worst record in the second half of the season. 1-1 pitch, Paulino goes. Swing and a miss for strike two. Throw down to second for Lopez, and they're going to call it off. They're going to point to Brainerd Bonassi, and I believe they're going to call batter's interference on the swing, so Paulino will have to move back to second, and Lopez will have to go back towards first. 1-2 count for Brainerd Bonassi, and on the back swing by Salem's second baseman, it got in the way of Creed Willems' throw down towards second base, and it was overturned by our home plate umpire Brian Laws because Shea Graham was about to call Eduardo Lopez out at second. And I think that may have actually helped out the Red Sox because I think Ben Cosme's tag was going to beat out Lopez. So maybe that might be the difference maker in this contest. Who knows? 1-2 count, though. Here's the pitch from Weston. Bonassi will shoot this foul down the third base side. And he'll hit off the Roanoke Times Pavilion and roll into the Salem Red Sox bullpen. 6-5 Red Sox lead thanks to Eduardo Lopez's RBI single. His first base hit of the night couldn't have come at a better time. Time called here from the catcher in Willems. Fixing up his face mask behind the plates, and now we'll get back in a squatting position. Right side of the infield playing deep, left side of the infield playing in as the 1-2 pitch will miss low and outside for ball two. So we'll go deuces wild with Brainerd Bonassi. 0-2 so far today. was walked back in the first inning, but popped out twice to Dylan Beavers in the second and in the fourth to end the inning, as Weston's pickoff attempt at Paulino at second will not be in time. Ben Cosme's tag just a little too late, and he stood over Paulino. Having a little conversation as Paulino's right hand is just being firmly placed on the bag at second. 2-2 is the count. Both runners go. Benassi chopper down the first base side will roll foul as it gets underneath of the tarp. But the good news is the Red Sox first base coach and K.O. Thomas is going to help us out and pick up that baseball once more. Juices wild for Bringer Bonassi. Here's the pitch, and Bonassi will send this out towards center field. Moving back to the track is Dylan Beavers. And once again, the Delmarva center fielder catches a pop-up from Bringer Bonassi to end the inning. But the Salem Red Sox take the 6-5 lead thanks to an Eduardo Lopez RBI single in the bottom of the six. Luis De La Rosa coming out for another inning of work right after this. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the seventh inning. The Salem Red Sox just got the lead right back in the bottom half of the sixth inning thanks to Akir Meredith scoring off an RBI single by Eduardo Lopez. So Luis De La Rosa coming out for another inning of work. He will go against the 9-1-2 part of the Delmarva order. First pitch to Adam Crampton. It's in the zone for a called strike one. Good first inning for Luis De La Rosa out of the bullpen. Went 1-2-3 against the 6-7-8 par of the order and punched out the last two batters of the previous inning. And the 0-1 pitch will go foul down the first base side. But a busted bat for Adam Crampton will mean that he'll have to go to the first base dugout and get a new bat for an 0-2 pitch. Also want to give some good news tonight as the Lynchburg Hillcats have defeated the Fredericksburg Nationals 2-0. All right, so the opening is there for the Salem Red Sox to make up a game in the Carolina League North Division standings. Right now it sits at 6.5, and they have a 6-5 lead, but we are still a far 3 innings away from the finish line. An 0-2 count to Adam Crampton. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Crampton. And that's three straight punch-outs by Luis De La Rosa. Good way to start off the seventh inning. And now Luis De La Rosa will face the top part of the order at Elio Prada, who is 0-2 today. And the first pitch from De La Rosa just misses outside for ball one. Prado, who is a Originally a part of the Boston Red Sox organization, the 1-0 pitch, a bouncer to the right side, scooped by Bonassi, throw to Meccano in time for the second out of the inning. And speaking about players that were a part of the Boston Red Sox organization, here comes Judd Fabian. We mentioned earlier on today, was a part of the Boston Red Sox organization for only a few days before he eventually told the folks up in Beantown that he was going to go back to Gainesville to play another year of college baseball. De La Rosa's first pitch is a breaking ball that drops in the zone for a call strike one. And maybe that additional year of collegiate baseball helped out Fabian because he has been great so far here at single A. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and this will miss low for ball one. 5.45 batting average with a home run and four RBIs. He is 2 of 3 tonight with a single in the first and a double in the fifth. Count is 1-1. Pitches on the way, and this misses low for ball two. So we gave you the update in the Fredericksburg-Lynchburg game. Taking a look at other scores, just glancing around. Down East looks like they're on their way to taking down the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as they're up 12-2 in the top of the sixth. Fabian crushes this down the left field line. This will bounce off the wall for a base hit. Meredith will play off of it. Here comes the throw from left field, but sliding it safe is Judd Fabian. It's his second double of the night. It's his third base hit of the day. And a tying run for the Shorebirds is in scoring position. What a great night for the Delmarva designated hitter, who now has Dylan Beavers coming to the plate with a chance to tie us up once more. First pitch by De La Rosa on the way to Beavers. A nice curveball that's called strike one. That's the first base runner allowed by Luis De La Rosa tonight. He's in his second inning of work. And he has to face a Beavers batter who's 417 on the season as the 0-1 pitch just missed the inside corner to even up the count at 1-1. Four RBIs on the week for Dylan Beavers. And here's the 1-1 pitch. This is hit up towards the right side. This gets through for a base hit. Seamus charging at the ball. He'll have no play at home as Judd Fabian comes home to score. And Dylan Beavers has made it a brand new ball game once again. 6-6 is our new score. The fifth RBI of the week for Beavers. And it comes with a two-out single. The power part of the Delmarva order comes through with the Fabian double. And then running on contact after Beavers put it on the ground and it just made its way past Bonassi at second. And now pitching coach Nick Green going to come on out and talk with Luis De La Rosa as the leading run for Delmarva is at first base. Roberto Meccano, Matt Dunlin a part of the conversation as well on the mound. Now the Carolina Mudcats look to try to win a big game as well. They lead 6-5. That game is in the bottom half of the seventh inning. If both those teams that we mentioned, the Ducks and the Mudcats, win, they'll be within 4.5 games of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Meccano covering the bag at first as the first pickoff attempt towards Beavers is not in time. Meanwhile, the Charleston River Dogs lead 2-1. In the top half of the fifth inning, and that seven-inning contest on a doubleheader day. First pitch on the way to De Leon. It's in there for a called strike one with the curveball. Meanwhile, Columbia is trying to get that seventh straight win. They are two outs away. They lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3-2 in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Big swing by De Leon. Tried to go to the high heater, but couldn't connect. And the count goes 0-2. De Leon did pick up an RBI in his last at-bat with a sacrifice flyout to Carson Simas. But before then, when it was strikeout swinging and a strikeout looking. 0-2 is the count. Here's the pitch from Luis De La Rosa, and it's outside for ball three. Ball one, my apologies. That was the third pitch of the at-bat. Count is 1-2. Beavers with a little lead at first base. And Luis De La Rosa fires it back, and it gets past Mexicano out to a shallow right field. Beavers is going to turn at second and make his way all the way to third. One corner to the next for the Delmarva center fielder. And now the leading run is 90 feet away for the Shorebirds. De La Rosa was keeping his attention on Beavers and hoping that he doesn't take off on the 1-2 pitch, but instead he moves from his left side to his right side. And now most certainly a De Leon hit will give Delmarva their first lead of the night. Here's the 1-2 pitch from De La Rosa, and the fastball is upstairs for ball two. Remember, these two teams have already won a game in this young series. Game three tonight, winner will take the series lead. As here's the deuces wild pitch, swing and a miss by De Leon. And Luis De La Rosa gets out of the inning. May have not been as nice as he wanted it to, but he does strand a base runner at third, and we stay at a 6-6 contest. We're going to go into the middle of the seventh inning, so Take Me Out to the Ball Game was going to be played through Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we have the middle part of the Red Sox order when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. 6-6 ball game between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds as Chase Meidroth will have his first look at Cameron Weston tonight, and the pitch is low for ball one. Well, the Red Sox are able to retake their lead back in the bottom half of the sixth inning thanks to a nice two-out rally, but they're going to have to get another one going as they are tied 6-6 as Meidroth will foul this down the third base side. 1-3 night for the Salem Red Sox designated hitter. A solo home run in the leadoff spot in the third. This is his third straight at-bat in which he is leading off the inning for the Red Sox. And the 1-1 pitch will miss low and away for ball two. Solid batting average of a .375. OPS isn't too bad either at a 1.125. And here's the 2-1 pitch. It's a hard hit to the left side. It's going to be scooped up by Ben Cosme. Step in, throw, and they got the runner in time for the first out of the inning. So if you take a look at this game, it's really been all over the place. And it feels as if whenever you feel one team is gaining that momentum, the other team just finds a way to come back in the contest. And especially this Red Sox team that was up by four runs as Yoberto Mayorkano swings and misses on the first pitch for strike one. An early 4-0 lead for Salem, but then DeMarva chipped away. Still have yet to get their first lead on the night for the Shorebirds as the 0-1 pitch misses low and outside. But they've been in the neighborhood ever since. They scored two runs in the top of the second, got one run in the top of the fourth, two in the top of the fifth. At that time, made the comeback complete with the 5-5 game. 1-1 pitch misses inside and low for ball two as Mayorkano tries to get his second base hit of the night. Picked up a single in the third. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Mayorkano chopper to the third base side. One hop into the glove of Romero. The step-in throw, and it's online to Isaac De Leon for the second out of the inning. So the left side of the Delmarva infield has been tested, and they have passed the test both times here in the seventh. And with two outs on the board, the base paths are clear, and John Frank Salazar will make his way up towards the batter's box. Exciting news to inform you guys about. Nico Cavadas is on the move once again as Salazar fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Remember that in June when Nico Cavadas couldn't almost not skip a game without a home run? Well, he is on up to Double A Portland. Congratulations, Nico Cavadas, as the 0-1 pitch is fouled down the right field side and will hook out of play. I mean, we were following him when he made the move up to High A Greenville, and I mean, he wasn't skipping a beat at all. Got first base reps, DH reps, and now is got a home in Maine. Here's the 0-2 pitch. The Salazar is a swing and a miss for strike three. Cameron Weston, a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning, and we go into the eighth on a 6-6 score. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, 6-6 game between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Once again, Luis De La Rosa coming in the pitch, four strikeouts through two innings of work on only 25 pitches, and he will start off this inning by facing Frederick Ben-Cosme, who takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. 1-3 night for the Delmarva left-handed shortstop, and the 1-0 pitch misses away for ball two. Well, De La Rosa did a great job in that ending of the seventh to get the strikeout as Ben-Cosme will put this one in play. It's scooped up by Mayorkano, and he'll touch first all by himself to get the opening out of the inning. So after Ben-Cosme got on board in his first plate appearance with a single in the second, he's been retired three straight times with a strikeout swinging, strikeout looking, and right there with a ground out. Now it's Michael DeSan, who is 1-3 today, and the first pitch by De La Rosa is a breaking ball that misses high and inside for ball one. 1-0 pitch from De La Rosa, and Michael Desson will put this up towards the right side. It's scooped up by Bonassi, takes a step in and used all the time he can have, but got the runner out just in time for the second out of the inning. Nice calm composure by Brandon Bonassi at second base. He's really made himself a home out there on the right side of the infield this season, and we've gotten to see him all over the place, including the shortstop position, as well as third base a few times as well, believe it or not. So two up, two down. Noelbert Romero will swing at the first pitch and foul this one up straight down the first baseline. And into the seats it goes for strike one. 6-6 ball game. Eight hits tonight for Delmarva. One more than Salem with seven, as Romero will chop the 0-1 pitch foul down the third base side. Looking at the scoreboard in left center field, the biggest number that sticks out to me is the three Salem Red Sox errors tonight. Only one for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And you think if they play it a little more cleanly tonight, the Red Sox will have a late lead in this contest. But instead, it's tied up at six apiece. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and De La Rosa goes with the fastball, but he misses upstairs for ball one. Fastball hitting those low 90 numbers today for De La Rosa, which is a little bit faster than he usually does. 1-2 pitch, and this will be sent towards the right side. It goes through for a base hit. The inning stays alive as Noelbert Romero picks up a two-out single. It's going to be his second base hit of the day, and it keeps the inning going as the lead runner is aboard. So now Creed Willems will come to the plate, and he's had a pretty solid day for this Delmarva bunch. A multi-RBI day, one of two show for as a double as his only base hit as the breaking ball is into the zone for a called strike one. Sacrifice fly back in the second inning for that first RBI and then came through with a double to score Noelbert Romero in the fourth. Last time up, though, went down swinging against De La Rosa. And on the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss for strike two. Salem will have the bottom three part of the order when we come back to the bottom of the eighth inning. Might be a 6-6 game, might be a Delmarva lead. Who knows until after this 0-2 pitch. Here's the kick and the deal. And Willems will reach out, swing and miss for strike three. De La Rosa best Cree Willems once again, and that's the fifth strikeout of the night for Luis De La Rosa. So we'll have Keir Meredith to lead things off in the bottom half of the eighth inning. A new pitcher coming from the Delmarva bullpen. We'll get you that name and information when we come back for the bottom of the eighth. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. New pitcher into the game for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and it appears to be Carson King, as he will face against Keir Meredith to lead off this inning. 2-2 night for Meredith, and the first pitch will miss outside for ball one. Clemson fight song plays as King, or should I say Meredith, comes to the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meredith. He will send this foul down the third baseline. And the count will even up at one ball and one strike. The number of the pitcher is 44, and I checked out the roster of the Shorebirds on the print and online. Didn't get to see a number as the 1-1 pitch misses low and away for ball two. But our friends over in the other side of the press box put in Carson King, so it appears that's the pitcher right now for Delmarva. 2-1 pitch on the way to Meredith, and this one will miss upstairs for ball three. Meredith has had a perfect day to getting on base as well. Walked back in the first, doubled in the third, singled in the leadoff spot in the sixth. Here's the pitch to Meredith. This will be chopped over to the right side. It's scooped on up by De Leon, and in stride, he touches first base to get the opening out of the inning. So the Shorebirds are finally able to retire Keir Meredith here in the eighth inning. And now Matt Dunlin will make his way towards the plate with one out and the base paths clear. 6-6 ball game between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. And here's the first pitch. It's going to be low and outside for ball one. Well, eighth inning, might as well give you guys an update on how the Boston Red Sox organization has fared today as the 1-0 pitch to Dunlin on a check swing appeal, and the Shea Graham on the appeal says that Dunlin went through for strike one. So count even of one ball, one strike with one out in this 6-6 ball game. Red Sox up the bat in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Dunlin will hook this one out towards right field. It drops for a base hit. Dunlin is aboard for the first time today in the bottom of the eighth inning with a one-out single. So is that the spark that the Red Sox need as we're going to see a pinch runner come in for Matt Dunlin? Number 14, Tyler Miller, is the pinch runner for the Salem Red Sox. Had the night off, but hey, time to get busy, Mr. Miller. Bottom of the eighth inning. You are now the leading run for the Salem Red Sox with Carson Simas coming up to bat. Checking in on AAA Wooster, they are trailing the Rochester Red Wings 8-6 at Polar Park. Keep in mind, that's the free game of the day. They can watch that one with that at MILB.TV subscription today. As here's the first pitch to Carson Simas. He hits this one foul down the right field line and into section 301. But Rochester with 13 hits tonight compared to Wooster 7. Have the Red Wings up by 2 in the middle of the 8th. 0-1 count to Simas, and this one's a fastball that misses inside, and it will even up at one ball and one strike. Meanwhile, the Portland Sea Dogs are oh so close to the finish line. A 3-1 lead over the Reading Fighting Phils in the bottom of the ninth inning. An 0-2 count with two away. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Simas. A busted bat up towards the middle. This will not get through as Ben Cosme tried to have a trick play back to the second baseman of Crampton, but it went over the second baseman's head, and both base runners will be safe. Well, that's the last time that Carson Simas is ever going to use that bat, but it gets him aboard, and it moves the leading run into scoring position for the Red Sox, and the top of the order is coming up. And there it is, folks. I realized that I said the counts, and it might have made you guys think about our game, as right now we have Brian Laws and Shea Graham having a little discussion. So a little meeting taking place here between Carson King and Creed Willems. Looks like everyone is good to go. I wonder if King was hit by a piece of that bat because he did look a little shaken up after that ground ball by Simas. But the game has gone final up in Redding. Portland has defeated the Fighting Phils 3-1. Big win for the Sea Dogs in the AA level. First pitch to Edison Paulino goes low for ball one. Speaking about the Sea Dogs, Nico Gavadas in the lineup today. First baseman batting fifth in the order. Not a great day, though, for Mr. Gavadas. 0-4. Didn't strike out, though. Just all ground outs and pop-ups. 1-0 pitch to Paulino. This one will miss low and away for ball two. So the official ruling has come in that Carson Simas' grounder is ruled as a single. So Edison Paulino, 2-of-3 today. Carson Simas now 1-of-4 today. 2-0 pitch to Paulino, and that drops in there for a called strike one. Right now, Bowling Green leading the Greenville Drive, 5-1. That game's in the top of the eighth inning. Having a series right now out in Bowling Green Ballpark. And the 2-1 pitch to Paulino will miss away for ball three. Greenville took the first two games of the series against the Bowling Green side that won the first half division title in the South Atlantic League. Hitter's pitch for Edison Paulino. And here's the pitch, and this one is upstairs for ball four. And Paulino will walk, and the bases will load up for the Red Sox. You could not have asked for a better situation to be in if you're Salem here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Eduardo Lopez, who singled his last time up, has a chance to give the Salem Red Sox a late lead in the contest. Miller at third, Simas at second, Paulino at first, and the switch-hitting right fielder Eduardo Lopez takes the left-handed batter's box. First pitch by King, a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. Also, you got to see some of the rookie ball teams in play today. The FCL Rays defeat the FCL Red Sox 12-0. Two of the best teams in the Florida Complex lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Lopez, a breaking ball that's in there for strike two. It says 1-0 here at the scoreboard, but I believe the count is 0-2. This is the official sign from home plate umpire Brian Laws. So it is an 0-2 hole. And here's the pitch to Lopez, and that one misses just upstairs above the letters for ball one. Meanwhile, the DSL Red played two games today. 14-2 win over the DSL Kansas City Glass, and another one over the DSL Kansas City Glass, 14-7, as the 1-2 pitch is low and inside for ball two. Meanwhile, DSL Boston Blue won 11-1 today. And I haven't really been keeping up with the DSL all too much. Done some work on the FCL. DSL Boston Blue is incredible. They're 41-14 this season. 2-2 pitch to Lopez, and this one is taken low and inside for ball three. And Lopez's patience has paid off as we have a full count pitch coming up from Carson King. Now, FCL Red Sox are also good, 33-18. DSL Boston Red is also good. They're 32-30 this season. Fans getting into it here in Salem. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Lopez. Swing and a miss, strike three. When King needed the most, he got it. Second out of the inning, and it's a big one for Delmarva. Second time Lopez goes down in the at-bat. And now Brayer Bonassi will have a very similar situation that Eduardo Lopez had. The only difference is that Bonassi has two outs on the board. Here's the first pitch. Swing, going to miss on a breaking ball. And he missed on it for strike one. Bonassi so far today has had a difficult go at it. 0-3, with his only on-base appearance being a walk back in the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi. Breaking ball in there. It's a called strike two. Miller at third base for Salem. He represents the leading run for the Red Sox. But Bonassi down 0-2 in the count. King will step and fire, and the curveball will miss low and away for ball one. Very similar situation that he had the batter of Eduardo Lopez, and after about three straight balls, went to a full count and then found that strike three pitch. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Bonassi. This is sent to the left side. Base hits. The Red Sox have the lead. It gets through the left fielder of Prado. One run scores. Two run scores. It's going to be a bases clearing double for Brayer Bonassi. Was there anyone more due than number 19 of the Salem Red Sox? Drives in three runs with a stand-up double. And when he got to the bag at second, he put both arms in the air in celebration as he's finally able to put that tough day behind him and score Tyler Miller, Carson Simas, and Edison Paulino. Maybe one run was going to be enough, but a little slip-up in left field by Elio Prado. The second error of the game for Delmarva makes it a three-run cushion. And now Chase Mydroth at the plate takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. One oh is the count. A look here from King, pitch on the way, and it will miss low and outside for ball two. So do you go with Luis De La Rosa in the ninth inning if you're Luke Mons against the 9-1-2 part of the order, or do you get a fresh arm warmed up in the bullpen out in left field? Better question to have than going into the ninth inning with a 6-6 tie. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Mydroth, and this misses low for ball three. And now Carson King goes for the Brawson bag and tries to re-grip the hand. Excitement here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Red Sox have their biggest lead since the third inning. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Mydroth, and this is a four-pitch walk as the breaking ball misses low for ball four. Yesterday, the Red Sox had a big three-run bottom of the eighth inning when they were up 6-3. And that one was able to give them some insurance runs before Delmarva added three in the top of the ninth. So just goes to show that the Shorebirds team is going to come out hungry in the top of the ninth. So the Red Sox wouldn't shy away from maybe adding a few more runs to their name. 9-6 is the lead. Joe Hamacher, the pitching coach of the Delmarva Shorebirds, is coming out to speak with his pitcher and catcher in Creed Willems. And you never know about how the rest of the season goes if that Brayer Bonassi double is the difference between getting a playoff spot, being in contention of a playoff spot, or being out of the running in a certain time. Gilberto Mayacano, the next batter. He's the eighth one of the inning for the Red Sox, and the first pitch is a breaking ball that misses away for ball one. Haven't heard that much excitement at Kirtland Clinic Field in a while with another clutch late-game hit. As the 1-0 pitch to Mayacano is sent out towards right center field. Beavers has some ground to catch up. He won't get to it. Bonassi scores from second. Mydroth in the third. Gilberto Mayacano with an RBI single. And the Salem Red Sox now lead 10-6 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Three straight batters to reach safely for the Red Sox. The Bonassi double, the Mydroth walk, and now the Mayacano single, and now It is John Frank Salazar, the only batter we have not seen in the eighth inning, come to the plate. Two outs still on the board. The Red Sox have runners at the corners. And now John Frank Salazar at the play. Mexicano takes off and will get into second easily. And it would even take Carson King to know when a balk is called. Carson King was so rattled by Gilberto Mexicano stealing towards second that he stepped off the rubber in an incorrect manner. And Chase Meidroth is going to come home to score on a balk made by King. So 11-6 is the score. It's a 5-run bottom of the eighth for the Salem Red Sox. And with Mexicano in scoring position, Salazar will now have his first pitch fired away. It's fouled off by the batter. And the count will start 0-1. That's a tough break for King. He just didn't know that Mexicano was going towards second. And then he looked up, stepped off the rubber as he tried to focus in on Meidroth. But once you already get that windup set, you can't make any indication anywhere. As the 0-1 pitch will miss inside for ball one. That is the second straight day with a Delmarva balk as well. Saw it last night. Believe it was the bottom of the eighth inning as well. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this will be a soft grounder that will roll foul down the third base side. So the Red Sox, with their biggest inning of the night, they started off with a 4-run first. And here in the bottom of the eighth, they have manufactured 5 runs and lead 11-6 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-2 pitch, though, on the way. Salazar will hit this one fair down the third base side, scooped up by Romero. Throw to first in time to retire the side. But the Salem Red Sox add 5 runs to their name in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Was it enough? We'll find out as the Shorebirds need 5 runs. The Red Sox need 3 outs. Luis De La Rosa will be the pitcher on the mound when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's an 11-6 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Luis De La Rosa is on the mound for the Red Sox, and he needs to get 3 more outs before the Shorebirds add 5 runs to their name. It'll be Adam Crampton, Elio Prado, and Judd Fabian all to bat for Delmarva in the top of the ninth. So, we have some defensive changes to get you caught up on. Gilberto Mexicano makes a switch from first base to catcher, while Tyler Miller is the new first baseman for the Red Sox. First pitch by De La Rosa is in there for a called strike one. Adam Crampton tonight, 0 of 3 for the Shorebirds, with a pair of strikeouts coming in the second and in the seventh. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Crampton will drive this into the netting down the first baseline for strike two. 11 runs, 11 base hits tonight for the Salem Red Sox. 6 runs on 9 hits for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Crampton trying to boost this Delmarva offense. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and this will be slapped towards the right side. Backhand play by Mike Biller. Tosses over to De La Rosa, and he beats out the runner to first for the opening out of the ninth. Well, Tyler Miller, who just entered the game to pinch run, makes his first defensive play, and that was no easy one for Tyler Miller at the corner. But Luis De La Rosa helps him out by making the catch and stepping on first to get one out on the board. Top of the order now for the Shorebirds, Elio Prado, who is 0 of 3 today for Delmarva, who will watch the first pitch miss outside for ball one. With the way that the Carolina League has played tonight, the Red Sox really need this win, as this is hit out towards right center field. Simas tracks it down and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. The Shorebirds are down to their last out, and it couldn't be a better batter for Delmarva to keep the game going with Judd Fabian, who is 3 of 4 tonight with a pair of doubles. His only time where he's been retired came with a strikeout in the third. But tonight, 5 total bases for the Delmarva designated hitter. First pitch of the at-bat by Luis De La Rosa. It misses low and away for ball one. So far tonight, De La Rosa 5 punchouts through 3 2/3 innings of work. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and did the batter go? They say he did not on the appeal. A check swing on a fastball upstairs that Shea Graham said that Fabian did not go on the first base foul line. 2-0 pitch. He certainly went there as a swing and a miss for strike one. Fabian hitting .583 this week for the Shorebirds. And De La Rosa will kick and fire. And this is swung on a miss again for strike two. And now the Delmarva Shorebirds are down to their last strike. Juices Wild with 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Number 2 on the mound trying to get the job done. Here's the kick and the deal. This is hit out towards left center field. Simas tracing out of it, reaching up and can't make the grab. Fabian has another extra base hit. It's his third double of the night, and it keeps the Delmarva Shorebirds alive for the time being. My goodness, all that Judd Fabian does is to continue to rake for this Delmarva crew. That is 3 straight doubles. It's 7 total bases tonight and 5 plate appearances for the Shorebirds designated hitter. And now Dylan Beavers will be asked to keep this game alive for Delmarva. First pitch on the way, fastball that is called strike one. Beavers today is 1 of 4 for the Shorebirds, which is sort of a major drop-off for what Beavers did in the first 2 games of the week, as the 0-1 pitch, a fastball that hits the batter, and Beavers will get aboard for the second straight plate appearance, this time after getting hit by a pitch. Singled in the seventh, and the Red Sox almost got through the game without hitting a Delmarva batter, but comes with 2 outs here in the top of the ninth inning, and now the Shorebirds have 2 runners aboard with Isaac De Leon coming to the plate. Tough night for De Leon. 0 of 3, all of them with strikeouts, and the first pitch by De Leon is a breaker that hits off the body of Mexicano. It advances the runners to third and second. So Fabian moves towards the corner, And Beavers now into scoring position at second. One count on the way to De Leon. Two strikeouts swinging, one strikeout looking. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and a swing and a miss for strike one. One ball, one strike, two away in the inning. De Leon, a .232 hitter on the season. Eight home runs, 32 RBIs. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and De Leon will get underneath of this one and foul it back towards the press box level for strike two. And with that, Isaac De Leon is now down to his last strike in the night. Salem Red Sox trying to take a series lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds and move within a game of first place in the Carolina League North Division. But that will come after a time called by Isaac De Leon. Number 17 of Delmarva steps right back into the batter's box. The set here from De La Rosa. The kick and the delivery, and it's swung on a miss. It gets past Mayakano towards the backstop. There will be no throw at first. Fabian scores from third. Into third goes Beavers. And even though it's going to go as the sixth strikeout of the night for Luis De La Rosa, the game stays alive as De Leon reaches first safely. So 11-7 is the score. Delmarva picks up a run in the top of the ninth inning, and this two-out rally has been good to them. With three straight batters reaching safely, a Fabian double, followed by a Beavers hit by pitch, and then Isaac De Leon swinging and missing on strike three, but reaching safely on the drop third strike. So now Frederick Ben-Cosme, who was a great consistent hitter for the Delmarva Shorebirds, will come to bat after Luke Mons ran out to the mound and discussed with the Salem Red Sox battery and infield. So here's the first pitch. The runner from first goes. Mayakano is not going to sweat about it as the ball was inside for ball one. And without any play at second, De Leon gets in standing up. Well, the tying run for Delmarva is on deck. As the 1-0 pitch is fired away, this is crushed down the right field line. This is looking pretty good, and this one is over the wall. It's a three-run home run for Frederick Ben-Cosme, and the Delmarva Shorebirds are within a run. The first home run of the night for the Shorebirds. It's a three-run home run by the Delmarva left-handed hitting shortstop. And now the tying run in Michael Desson will come to the plate. Well, you think about all that insurance runs, all those insurance runs, I should say, in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Luis De La Rosa's first pitch is in there for a called strike one. So Delmarva is right back in the thick of it. And here's the 0-1 pitch. It's low for ball one. And Mayakano is able to block it as the count goes even of one ball and one strike. So you sit here and think, oh, five runs in the bottom of the eighth. That should be pretty good. Okay, maybe it's the minimum of what the Red Sox needed. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one will miss low and away for ball two. I mean, that was a missile off the bat of Ben-Cosme, and it just got over the wall in right field. 2-1 pitches away. Michael Desson swings and misses for strike two. Well, the Red Sox are not giving it easy for their fans to go into the night. But here we are again. Delmarva down to their last strike. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It skips off of home plate for ball three. You have Noel Bert Romero, who awaits on deck. Tie and run at the plate with Desson. 3-2 pitch from De La Rosa, and this is popped foul over the screen at the first baseline. 11-10 is our score. The Salem Red Sox lead by a single run over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Luis De La Rosa gets the job done, and the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 11-10. A little late game drama, but the Red Sox get back-to-back wins over the Shorebirds. This one to the very end. And a pitching day combined with Hunter Dobbins and Luis De La Rosa. At the times they look sharp, other times not so much. But the offense comes through with 11 runs, the most this series. And it's enough to overpower this Delmarva team in 11-10 final. With the win, the Salem Red Sox improved to 57-53 on the year. Back to 500 in the second half of the standings with 22 wins and 22 losses. Meanwhile, the Delmarva Shorebirds dropped to 38-72 on the year, 17-28 in the second half of the season. So that will do for tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Brian Bonassi is our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game. Good job by him to get that bases clearing double in the eighth inning. Even though at that time that would not have won the game, but that was the difference maker of the Red Sox being in this game or not towards the very end. And with this 11-10 win, the Red Sox lead the series now 2-1. And we're only halfway through this 6-game set as we will be back tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. These two teams will play each other once again right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this Thursday night. The Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 11-10. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Salem, Virginia.